This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menendi. The Israeli military conducted more attacks in Jenin in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the latest violence in the region.
Israel has conducted an airstrike in Jenin amid days of heavy fighting in the Palestinian territory, the West Bank. The military said in a brief statement that an aircraft struck a terrorist cell during an encounter with security forces in a counter-terrorism operation. It did not immediately elaborate. Such airstrikes, while common over the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, have been rare in the West Bank in the time since. Israel says the raids across the area, which have killed at least 16 people since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany has deported Afghan nationals to their homeland for the first time since August 2021, when the Taliban returned to power. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A government spokesman described the 28 Afghan nationals deported Friday as convicted criminals, but did not immediately respond to a request for comment to clarify their offenses. While the deportations have been in the works for months, they occurred a week after a deadly knife attack in the town in which the suspect is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany. The suspect was supposed to be deported to Bulgaria last year, but it reportedly disappeared for a time and avoided deportation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Russian-guided bomb attack on Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv hit a residential building and a high-rise, killing one child and two other people, the mayor said. An earlier Russian attack overnight damaged a factory in Ukraine's northern city of Sumy, killing two women and injuring at least 11, Ukrainian authorities said on Friday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henny Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is calling for universal coverage of IVF treatment with no specifics on how his plan would work, and many aren't believing him. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Campaigning Thursday, former President Donald Trump doubled down on his support for IVF treatments.
Government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it.
The Republican nominee says if he wins back the White House, families will be able to deduct expenses for newborn care from their taxes. And in an interview with NBC, he suggests he will vote to repeal Florida's six-week abortion ban. Democrats and groups defending abortion access say Trump's attempts to establish himself as a moderate on reproductive rights are hypocritical, while the group Reproductive Freedom for All says Trump knows how unpopular attacks on fertility treatments are. Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump is set to appear at the annual gathering of the group Moms for Liberty Friday evening. The former president runs the risk of alienating moderate voters who view Moms for Liberty's activism as too extreme. Venezuela's capital, Caracas, and much of the rest of the country was without power early on Friday, the government said, blaming the blackout on sabotage by the opposition without providing any evidence. Freddy Nanez, the communications minister, said officials were working to restore power and blamed the political opposition for the attack.
No pudieron hacerlo. No lo pudieron hacer.
He says they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of July. They couldn't do it with deceit or with violence. And today they have tried a desperate measure, a blind measure, a stubborn measure that is not going anywhere to rob Venezuelans of peace. The union representing workers at Canada's two main rail companies said on Friday it had filed four court challenges against a ruling by the country's Industrial Labor Board that forced them back to work. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.